It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. We come and deliver great business content week in and week out. For the last, we've actually been on the air here now for 6 years. This is actually marks, it's like this week or next week when it will mark 6 years that we are on the radio in the New York metro area. And it's a pretty big deal. Here we're on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. And the Nielsen ratings have us in the top 10 in New York AM radio. It's really, could we do something for that? I mean, it's top 10 Nielsen ratings. There you go. Let's hear it. Can you turn off the clock? Yeah. Top 10 in New York AM radio is a big deal. Yeah. Nielsen, by the way, is the global measurement and data analytics company. So if they have us in the top 10, it's a pretty big deal. And it's because we deliver amazing, informative, real takeaway business content week in and week out. We've interviewed some of the most notable CEOs out there. I mean, and people in the C-suite, Beth Comstock, former vice chair at CMO and GE. We recently had on the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. Dale Carnegie services 400 of the Fortune 500 companies. How impressive is that? We add on the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, John Sculley, and so many other amazing guests. By the way, all the content is available for free at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will automatically be notified every single time the video episode goes live. Subscribe at 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. If you subscribe, you will automatically be notified every single time a show goes live. Before I get to my amazing guests, some thank yous to the great team here at Bottom Line and some shout outs to the various channels that we're syndicated on. At BLMG, Sruli, Michal, Bracha, Miriam, Avigail, Elio, thank you. Special shout out to the great team at 710 WOR, Darren and Robert. Also, thank you, Zev Brenner, the veteran radio personality who precedes me here, always gives a nice shout out. Thank you, Zev. And Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio. The Jewish Home, which features a Q&A format, a print summary in a Q&A format, and business class clips. And, you know, the list goes on. You could be a Spotify. We have a very active channel on Spotify. Without further ado, going to tonight's incredible guest, Norm Trainer. Norm Trainer is the CEO, founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. The Covenant Group is an organization that educates and coaches entrepreneurs and executives to provide them with the necessary business tools to enhance their performance. Norm also is recognized as one of the 20 most innovative people in insurance by Life Health Pro. He's written many books, many of them best-selling books. And on tonight's show, we're going to talk about sustainability in business, the business opportunity, what is it and why it's so important, and the importance of innovation. Without further ado, Norm, always great to have you on. Welcome back to Mind Your Business.
It's always a pleasure and an honor to be with you, Yitzhak. Thank you for inviting me.
Amazing. Okay. Now, Norm, one of the concerns of every business owner is the sustainability of their business, right? We know that the numbers are not good for even how long a business survives after 5 years and 10 years, and you go on, and it's scary. It's scary for a business. So I'm going to go straight in with a key question for you, Norm, and that is, how does one build a sustainable business?
It's an important question, and one that you highlighted that only 3% of businesses survive beyond 40 years. The mortality rate in business, the life expectancy of business is much shorter than that of us as human beings. If we had to identify one word that is critical to the sustainability of a business, it would be momentum. And as you may recall from your high school physics class, momentum equals mass times velocity. In business, mass is comprised of the people you have in your business, the capital you allocate to the business, and the way you deploy technology. Velocity and speed both share rate. The difference, though, is that velocity includes direction. The dictionary definition of velocity is direction with a force. So one of the keys is that to build a successful business, you have to address mass, your people, capital, technology, and you have to have a clear direction. It all starts, Yishak, with your vision, your clear plan of action, or the direction in which you want to take your business.
Now, Norm, you had mentioned about velocity, and if I recall correctly, it was among the great quotes that you've shared in previous shows, is that what separates success from, I don't want to say from failure, but the degree of success that an entrepreneur and that a business will see is based on the time frame, the time span, how they execute actionable ideas. Perhaps you can discuss that.
There is a significant body of research that highlights the single most important contributor to success in building a business or any enterprise is the time frame or the time span within which you plan and work. In other words, high performers plan their work and work their plan very differently than the average. And they're thinking typically 5, 10, 15, 20 or 30 years out. I want to share a couple of stories that will illustrate this. I am a history buff, and I also love business. And I love what America represents in the world, because the U.S. is the most vibrant country in the world.
You may get in trouble. You know, you're a Canadian.
Yeah, I'm a Canadian, but I'm a big fan.
Okay, and, we'll take it.
If you look at the U.S. economy, the U.S. economy is really at the heart of free enterprise and of building great businesses. And we have so many examples of that. But I want to take us back. One of my favorite books over the last period of time is a book by T.J. Stiles, which actually was a Pulitzer Prize winning book and on the New York Times best selling list, The First Tycoon. And it's the story of Cornelius Vanderbilt. And it's actually an amazing book in that not only does it tell about one of the great entrepreneurs in American history, but it is a fabulous description of the evolution of capitalism and the free enterprise system in the 19th century in America, because Cornelius Vanderbilt was born in 1894 and died in 1877. And when he died, it's estimated that his net worth was the equivalent of $100 million. And to put that in perspective, in 1877, the total amount of dollars in circulation in the U.S. economy was about $900 million. So he was fabulously wealthy by any standard. And he was a classic entrepreneur. And he illustrates very well the point that we were just making, the time frame or the time span in which you plan and work. Because what Vanderbilt recognized is that when he started out in the shipping business. He started out running sailing fleet ships from one point to another in the Northeast. And so in effect, you could define his business as sailing and the transportation of people and goods on the water. But he didn't view it that way. He saw that he was in the transportation business. So he evolved from shipping to railroads. What was equally interesting, though, about his history is that, as you know, there are many different elements that go into building a successful business: people, capital, technology. So to expand the business, he needed capital. So he was one of the primary movers of the development of the stock exchange on Wall Street and the ability to raise capital in what was a new forming country, what would become a great country, but was very much in its formative stage. So, and he also had a significant impact in the development of Manhattan and the city of New York. He was a classic example of someone who did not define his business in terms of what he did. It was what it could become. He was in the transportation business. He was in the business of raising capital to finance opportunities today and tomorrow. So that's an historic example. But if we fast forward 100 years, Apple Computer was started in 1976. And Steve Jobs was one of the founder and is an iconic entrepreneur for the 20th and 21st century, very much of the level of a Cornelius Vanderbilt. And one of the interesting things about Apple is Apple's one of the five biggest companies in the world by market capitalization. It is an iconic brand. And it has continually evolved. Apple could probably best be described as a marketing and design company. So Apple started out in the personal computer business and evolved. And there were a number of successes and failures that occurred. What has enabled Apple to grow over time, though, and maintain momentum is the ability to continually redefine itself. Now, one of the differences between the 19th century and the 21st century is that the time frames for redefining have shortened dramatically. In the 19th century, Vanderbilt was able to build significant wealth through building up fleets of first ships that sailed under wind power, then steam, and then getting into railroads, and it evolved. But there was a long cycle. Apple has had a much shorter cycle. In the early 80s, I was working with Apple with a colleague, George Land. George Land wrote a seminal book, Grow or Die. And George is a systems theorist. And systems theory is one of the premises or one of the principles is that everything is related to everything else. And that a principle is a general law or theorem that can be applied generally across a wide spectrum. So George Land popularized the concept of the S-curve. Businesses don't grow linear, they grow curvilinear. They go through a series of S-curves. And each of those S-curves has a distinct pattern, a formative stage where the business is identifying a success pattern that works, a normative stage where you now replicate that success pattern, and the rule of thumb is if it ain't broke, don't fix it, an integrative stage where you now need to integrate what you previously excluded, and then a transformative stage where in order for the business to continue and to thrive, you have to redefine it. So those cycles are shortening dramatically. We'll come to that a little bit later.
And when you say shortened dramatically, it's not like it went from years to months. It went from like years to seconds, or certainly feels like that.
It does. Sometimes it does. Yeah.
My guest is Norm Trainor, the CEO of the Covenant Group. By the way, how could people get more information about your amazing work that you do with entrepreneurs and business people across the world?
Our website is covenantgroup.com. And if you go there, there's lots of information. You can download it. You were very kind to mention that I've written a number of books. The shortest book I've written is called The Business Builder. You can download a digital copy of that for free at our website. And that really describes how successful entrepreneurs build sustainable
business. Wow, so they can get that book for free. Again, what's the website they can go to?
Covenantgroup.com. And if you go there, you can download The Business Builder.
Amazing. Thank you. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number.
You're a partner. Brands Paychecks personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftos right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Just a reminder, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel is at 710 WOR Mind Your Business, you will automatically be notified when tonight's amazing interview goes live as a video episode, even though you're hearing it now by broadcast, but we are videoing tonight's episode, and it goes up on YouTube. And again, if you subscribe, you'll automatically be notified when it goes live. Well, my guest is none other than Norm Trainer, the CEO of the Covenant Group. In the first segment of tonight's show, we were talking about the sustainability of a business and how to build a sustainable business vision. We were talking about Apple. Now we talk about we're gonna call this part of the show Brass Tacks, okay? And I'm gonna turn to Norm, who has a tremendous amount of experience in this area. Where does one start, right? An entrepreneur his mind is filled with ideas. He has all these types of ideas. Maybe they'll be successful, maybe not. Where do they start in building a sustainable business? Where do they start?
It's a great question. It starts with defining your business. Defining your business addresses five key issues. The first is your vision. The second is your mission. The third is your values. The fourth is your operating principles. And the fifth is your business opportunity. So let's drill down into each of them.
Sure.
The vision is the direction in which you want to take your business. And as we highlighted in the first segment of this show, it all starts with your vision of where you want to take the business, your future direction. And there are two aspects to vision. One is inner vision. What does the vision mean for you? And the second is external vision. What does it mean for the other people who will be a party to your success? The vision, the inner vision answers three questions. what role do you want to play in your business? The second is, how big do you want to become? We all want to push as big a rock as we're capable of moving. And the third is, what is the required organization? What is required in terms of capabilities and resources? So if we go back to momentum, it's thinking about, in terms of what we're looking to create, what do we require in terms of people, capital, and technology? But since velocity is direction with a force, the clearer we are about where we're going, the more likely we are to get there. So it's your inner vision, and then your external vision is how you enroll or engage other stakeholders in your success, starting with your clients or customers. What are you looking to create for them? Your shareholders, your staff and associates, your suppliers, the people, the centers of influence will have the greatest impact on building out your brand and your reputation, and the community, the communities you serve, however you define that. So that's vision. Mission answers the question, why are we here? So vision talks about where are we going? Mission is why are we going? And here we're really describing what is our purpose? What gives us meaning? So when people choose to work with us or to work with an organization, one of the things they're concerned about first and foremost is why you do what you do, and then what you do and how you do it. So when people ask us, what does the Covenant Group do? The way we answer that, Yitzhak, is helping our clients thrive is at the core of everything we do at the Covenant Group. Why do we do that? Because it's about moving from surviving to thriving. And then what do you do? We work with our clients to design the business that is right for them so they can leverage systems, processes, and approaches that drive revenue and measurable results. What do you do? And then how do you do it? Whether you're a business of one or of many, we focus on what matters so you can attain what matters: a successful and sustainable business, a powerful legacy, fulfillment for yourself and the people you care about. So you have to be able to describe in one or two paragraphs what is your purpose, but you start with why, and then what, and then how. People also want to know what you value. A value is a vector with a force. So if velocity is direction with a force, your values are the vector that tell people why you're going in that direction. And the two most important indicators of what we value are how we spend our time and our money. So it's not what you say that tells people what you value, it's what you do. And typically we want to identify 4 to 6 core values. So let's just touch on that for a moment. One of the things that the research shows with regard to people dealing with an organization, a business owner or entrepreneur or their company, is that generally speaking, people are looking for 4 values that are paramount in terms of whether they choose to deal with you. The first is integrity. Do what you say you're going to do. Finish what you start. Be on time. That your actions speak volumes in terms of your character. The second is humility. There's very little that's redeeming about arrogance. Humility is the ability to learn from others. It's not putting oneself down. It's recognizing we're all fallible human beings, and that life is about learning. The third is dedication, that people know that you're dedicated to their well-being, that they're getting better. You're getting better has to follow they're getting better. Mm-hmm. And the fourth is passion. You believe in what you do. So the values, your operating principles, are how you operationalize that. A principle, as I said, is a general theorem or law that can be applied across a wide spectrum. So what are the things you do that show your values? And then the final one is your business definition, business opportunity. Your business opportunity answers 4 questions. How do you make your money? How do you spend your time and resources? Who do you sell, and what do you sell them? those are four key questions that need to be addressed that fall out of the first of those four: vision, mission, values, operating principles, business opportunity.
Now, Norm, among the items that you just raised and discussed was the humility. I want to hold on to that for a minute because this is, if there's one person I can ask Norm. So it's I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but how does a business executive that needs to get things done and sometimes needs to move mountains, like you say, you know, you want to push a big rock, and you need to get things done. You need a team to get it done. Yet, like you're saying, people like to deal with someone who's humble and has humility. Yet at the same time, they can't be a pushover because then business doesn't get done. How do you deal with those two seemingly opposite forces?
Yeah. I think one of the challenges is that we don't fully understand what is humility. We think sometimes of it as self-denigration or putting ourselves down. That's not what humility is. It's really founded on a general principle. We're all fallible human beings. One of the principles that we teach that really addresses that is that the mantra today is you have to do it yourself and you can't do it alone. So you have to be confident and competent in your role. But to achieve greatness in business and in life, you have to harness the time, the energy, the creativity, and the intelligence of others. And so humility is recognizing that to engage others, it's not telling them how great you are. It's showing them how you bring out their greatness. So leadership is about focusing on the greatness of others. I think you've heard me tell this story before, and I'll try to make it quick.
Sure.
I love the classics, and one of the great fables is Narcissus, a young man who fell in love with his own image, and he would go to a pool every day and gaze into that pool. And one day, he became so entranced, he leaned over too far, fell into the pool, he couldn't swim, and he drowned. What's often not known about that story is that after Narcissus died, it became saline or salty. The god said, "What happened? Your water was so pure and now we can no longer drink it." The pool said, "When that young man looked into our eyes, looked at us, we saw our own greatness magnified in his eyes." And so the saltiness is our tears and the grieving over losing him. So when people look into your eyes, they want to see their own greatness magnified, not yours. Your greatness becomes a reflection of how you make other people great. That's humility.
Great explanation. I knew I could toss anything to you. I mean, we're speaking with Norm Trainor, the CEO of the Covenant Group. Norm, how can people find out more information? And by the way, in the beginning or in the previous segment, you had mentioned that there's also a goodie. People could download an important business book. Could you share that? Which website should they
go? Yeah, so the book is The Business Builder, and you can download that from our website. But there's also videos, case studies. There's a wealth of material that you can access at no cost that hopefully will be valuable in terms of building your business.
Amazing. Which site is that?
Covenantgroup.com. Covenant group.com.
Covenantgroup.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
If you're running a business, you know how hard it is to penetrate your target market, but I'm looking to change that. Hi, I'm Yitzhak Saflis, host of the Mind Your Business Show and CEO of Bottom Line Marketing Group. Visit bottomlinemg.com, that's bottomlinemg.com, to get an idea for how we can help your business grow and increase market share. Call me for a free marketing consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Gotta go.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. A reminder, if you follow us, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will automatically be notified every single time the video episode of the broadcast goes live, because we are recording, even though now you're listening to it by broadcast, or for those that are listening on Spotify and many other channels, it's available as a video, and you can access it by going to YouTube. And if you subscribe at 710 WOR, Mind Your Business, you will automatically be notified when the video episode goes live. Well, my guest tonight is none other than Norm Trainer, founder and CEO at The Covenant Group. The Covenant Group educates and coaches entrepreneurs and executives to provide them with the necessary business tools to enhance their performance. And yes, I drink the Kool-Aid. I am part of The Covenant Group. It is very rewarding and has delivered, certainly for my business. And that's why it's always a treat, an honor and a treat to have Norm on. Norm, thank you once again for joining us here on Mind Your Business.
Great to be here.
Well, I'm going to jump into I won't say a tricky question, but really a fundamental question. And that is, you had talked about vision and a lot of these critical aspects of a business, but let's talk about strategy. There's that big word, strategy. First of all, how would you define the word strategy? And then, how can a company think, what should the mindset be in order to develop a strategy and execute a strategy?
So strategy is a clear plan of action to achieve what's important to you, your goals or objectives. We define strategy as the alignment of three elements. What are the outputs, objectives you want to achieve? What are the capabilities and resources you have to realize them? And what are the opportunities and challenges the environment provides? As you know, each of those is dynamic. They're in flux. Our outputs, objectives change and evolve over time. Our capabilities and resources too evolve and hopefully grow over time. And the opportunities and challenges in the environment, as we've seen over the last 10, 15, 20 years, are truly dynamic. So it's really thinking about each of those three elements. What do we want to achieve over the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? What are the capabilities and resources we're going to have to realize them? And what are the opportunities and challenges? And your strategy starts with defining your business, vision, mission, values, operating principles, and business opportunity. But if we speak to business opportunity, it is where you really start to clearly articulate how you're going to integrate outputs, objectives, capabilities and resources, and opportunities and challenges, because there's four questions we're addressing with the business opportunity. The first of which is, how do you make your money? What products do you offer? What services, what markets do you serve? What are the ideas that you have? How do you utilize your time and resources to make and build a sustainable and profitable business? Who do you sell? And what do you sell them? Those are four critical questions. that are foundational. And so in articulating that, you're really describing how you're going to build your business over time. So in our model, there are four elements to your strategy. The first is defining your business, the five elements we just touched on. Mm-hmm. The second is becoming clear about what you're looking to achieve, setting objectives. What are your one-year objectives? What are your five-year objectives? Building out your income and expense pro forma. But then what we have to do is we have to look at where we are today. So what's the starting point today? What are we dealing with to get to where we want to be tomorrow? And that's where it's important to do a SWOT analysis, to look at your strengths, your weaknesses, because that looks at the internal capabilities and resources. And then what are the opportunities and threats? Because that looks at the opportunities and challenges the environment will provide. We also recommend that you do a pest analysis. You look at what can impact your business politically, economically, socially, technologically. All those forces are at play, and there's an increasing degree of complexity with each of them that can impact favorably or unfavorably your business. So that's important to setting objectives. Then the third part of your strategy is your operational capabilities. This is where you really now begin to hone in on capabilities and resources as one of those three elements. So what's your marketing plan and marketing system? What's your sales plan and sales process? What is your service model? And how do you provide service to your clients? What are your operational administrative capabilities? It's putting in place the systems and processes for each of those key aspects of your operations. And then the final or fourth element is financial management. And as you know, there's two parts to financial management. One is historical. So if you're looking at where you are today, what does your balance sheet look like? Your income statement, your cash flow statement. And then it's building out 1 and 5 year income and expense pro formas. And there are three key axioms when we're looking at strategy. The first is the better your assumptions, the better your plan. So it's really taking time to think about what are your assumptions with regard to where you are today and what it will take to get to where you want to be tomorrow, whether that's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years or more out. The second is the more detailed the planning, the more likely you are to achieve your objective. You know, one of the challenges of entrepreneurship is that we're often flying by the seat of our pants, and we're trying. It's like we're servicing the engines on a 787 when it's 35,000 feet above the earth, and that's a pretty
scary job,
challenging issue. So it's stepping back and really thinking about. In detail, what's going to be required in this business. And then the third axiom is that history is an effective predictor. The past can be an indicator of the future. So if you've been growing your business at 8 or 9% per year, and now what you're projecting is you're going to grow it at 15 to 18%, you're not going to make that change doing the same old, same old. So what are you going to have to do differently? Those are all the considerations that go into strategy, Yitzhak.
Now, Norm, how often do you recommend, and again, the question is from two different angles. One is either too often or too infrequent that a company should study the plan. Let's say they sit down, they write out a plan. Should it be studied quarterly, once a year, once every 3 years? Like, how often is too – because if they're going to look at it every day – they're not going to, you know, it's like putting seeds in the ground, planting a field, coming back the next day. I don't see the trees. This was a big waste of time. That doesn't make sense, naturally. What rate, how periodic should the review be when one is keeping an eye on how they're growing their business?
It's a great question. And the simple answer to that is that one of the principles we teach is, and I think it was Dwight D. Eisenhower that said this, that plans are useless and planning is invaluable. We're trying to hit a shifting We're trying to hit a moving target. We're dealing with shifting configurations. So it's not simply about having a plan, because as you know, a plan is a snapshot of a moving picture. Right. And once you've done it, it's already out of date. So it's having a plan and an ongoing planning process, but it doesn't mean that you revisit your plan every day, every week, every month. It's that you apply the principle of Kaizen. You're always looking at quality and continuous improvement. What do I need to do to make this better? And that's something that's that you have to embed in the business daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. But the higher level thinking is, what am I going to need to do to innovate? So Teresa Amabile talks about creativity is the application of intelligence and innovation is the application of novelty that works. So it's taking what you're doing and looking at what do you now need to do differently to make it better. And that ties back to having this continuing monitoring of, are you doing those things that are going to meet your output's objectives? Do you have the capabilities and resources? And what are the opportunities and challenges? So it's not so much about the plan. The plan is necessary because you need to have a it's like going on a trip. You need to know where you're going.
Right.
You need to know what you're going to have to get there.
Right.
Now, it's like a pilot taking off from New York and flying to Chicago. They have a flight plan, but that flight plan is going to vary based on time of departure, weather conditions, and the conditions upon landing. All of those things are dynamic. So you have to be continually course adjusting.
Yeah, that's a great example also. I recently came back from a flight from Chicago to New York, and they talked about how they had to adjust it a few times because of storms that had just popped up on the radar screen. And different, there was in fact one airport that had shut down because of a storm that came through. That had to, you know, they had to adjust mid-flight.
Absolutely. So let me give you an example of that.
Yeah.
One of our clients is one of the leading wealth management firms in North America. And since 2008, they've grown their business at a rate of better than 24% per year.
Wow.
Now, one of the things since 2001, they've grown the business at an average rate of 20% per year. They did not anticipate the Great Recession in 2008. They did not anticipate the pandemic in February, March of 2020 that we're still dealing with. What they've been able to do, though, is course correct. And so they've been able to sustain a very significant growth rate. And, you know, if you grow at 8% per year, you double in nine years. If you grow it at 18%, you double in 4 years. If you grow at 24%, you double in 3 years. So they've been on that growth trajectory of the S curve.
You know, we want to get back to that S curve, perhaps right after the break. Before we go to a break, Norm, how can people find out more about the Covenant Group?
Our website is covenantgroup.com, and there's all kinds of free material you can download. You can download one of my books, The Business Builder, and get a digital copy. You can actually convert that to an audio version. There's a simple technology that does that, so you can listen to it in your car. There's all kinds of videos and case studies of what it takes to build a successful and sustainable business.
Amazing. Covenantgroup.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll be back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Welcome back. It's Luc Saftless here on the Mind Your Business show here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. We're here in the home stretch together with Norm Traynor, the CEO of the Covenant Group. Norm, you shared so much content. And by the way, the listeners know that's one of the reasons why we're in the top 10 of Newark AM Radio, that we provide great business content every single week. They also know that by Tuesday morning, the entire episode is up on Spotify and all the popular podcasting channels. We're on all of them. And so therefore, whichever one you like to listen to, just type in Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftless and you'll be able to listen to tonight's show with Norm Traynor. We spoke about so many important critical business subjects, vision, mission, strategy. We're going to come back to something we talked about in the earlier segment, and that is the S-curve. Sometimes it's referred to as the law of diminishing returns, the different phases in the S-curve. So, Norm, I'm going to turn it back to you. Perhaps you could, again, explain the S-curve and how can a business thrive once that S-curve is curving back down? What do they have to do in order to be a successful, thriving business?
Thank you. I mentioned earlier that in our work with business owners, executives, and their teams, one of the key areas of focus is principle. So principle is a general theorem or law that can be applied broadly across a wide spectrum. Principles can fit a number of situations, and the S-curve is a good example. If you look at the way in which companies grow, let's say you're looking at an annual report from a publicly traded company, and they'll show their growth over a period of time, and usually it looks like a linear progression. The reality, though, is that businesses don't grow linear, they grow curvilinear. They go through a series of S-curves, and those S-curves have a distinct pattern. The S-curve typically consists of 4 different phases. So when a business starts out, for example, it is in the formative phase. And the key to success in that formative stage, when you're first starting out in a business, is to find a success pattern that works. And when you find that success pattern, you now reach an inflection point. You move from the formative stage, where you're really forming and identifying that sex pattern, to the normative stage, where now the rule of thumb is, or the principle is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And the normative stage has 2 distinct phases. In early normative, organizations often grow exponentially. We've worked with organizations that were growing at 25% per month.
Wow.
At normative stage. They're technology companies that literally explode. But what tends to happen is that over time, one of two things occur. The organization either begins to exhaust its own capabilities and resources, or the opportunities and challenges in the environment. And the second period of the normative phase is a deceleration. That can happen over an extended period or in a very short time frame. And we're now moving into another inflection point where, in order to continue to be successful and sustainable, the business has to now incorporate what it previously excluded. It has to move from normative to integrative. And it begins to integrate and redefine its offerings. And that will continue for a period of time. But typically what successful companies do in that integrative stage is they bifurcate. They create a parallel direction. So I'll give you an example. One of the most successful companies in the world is Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble started, I believe, in 1837 as a soap making company. One of their iconic products is Tide. Tide typically has between 45 and 55% market share. When it starts to slide down to that lower level, they come out with a new improved Tide. That's their bifurcation. That takes part of the shelf space, and eventually that takes all of the shelf space, and they create a new S-curve or a new cycle. Successful businesses redefine themselves. Now, here's another key principle. Some industries, the life cycle is very long. So for example, in financial services, that life cycle can be a couple of hundred years. There are major banks, insurers that have been around for literally a couple of hundred years since the founding of the US. There are sectors though, where the life cycle is really short. In technology, for example, that life cycle might be a few years. In January of 1990, on the cover of a major magazine, the founder of Ken Olson, the founder of Digital Equipment Corporation, was named the entrepreneur of the decade. At that time, Digital Equipment Corporation was the second largest technology company in the world. In 1996, it was acquired by Compaq Computer and no longer existed. It was formed in 1956. It had a life cycle of 30 years. Compaq Computer that acquired them, I think, was started in 1982. In 2001, it was acquired by Hewlett-Packard. It had a life cycle of just 19 years. The life cycle is shortening in many, many different sectors. So you have to understand the S-curve in the context of your industry or sector, and how does this principle apply to you generally, and what are the differences in your particular sphere? So one of the things we look at in our work with entrepreneurs is the life cycle of the business as it is presently constituted. Here's the last comment I will make. One of the keys to success, as I touched on earlier, is innovation. Innovation is the application of novelty that works. And innovation in businesses typically take one of four forms. Innovate in your products, in your services, in your markets, whom you serve, or the ideas that are central to your business. And innovation is more and more a prerequisite of sustainability in today's economic environment.
Norm, we are approaching the bumper of the show. Time flies, especially when I have such a great guest on. Before I get to my last question, again, if you could please share with the audience, how could they find out more information about the Covenant Group?
Our website is covenantgroup.com, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T group.com. There's all kinds of information that can be downloaded, videos, case studies. One of my books in a digital format that could be converted to an audible to listen in your car or with your ear pods through your iPhone. There's lots of material there.
Norm, I love asking this question to really bright people, and it's a bit of a challenging question because you really could take it in any different direction that you wish, and you'll probably have a million different ways of answering this, but perhaps you could just share in 60 seconds or less an important business tip for the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Well, you asked me the last time to use my initials, so I thought you were going to go there. So
okay.
I'm going to use my initials, NT.
Great.
So the first thing you have to think about is what's the meaning of your business's name? We called our company the Covenant Group because a covenant is a sacred trust. The purpose of a covenant is to promote the interests of everyone involved. A contract is only required in law when there's a perception of unfairness. A covenant has its principle, fairness. And then the T is for testimonial. The best form of marketing is still word of mouth. And you build your reputation action by action, step by step. And your reputation is the most important asset you will ever have in life and in business.
This wraps up an amazing edition. Norm Trainer, CEO of the Covenant Group. You can find more information about them by visiting covenantgroup.com. This wraps up a great episode of Mind Your Business. Don't forget to access all the free business interviews from past shows on our exclusive YouTube channel. You could subscribe by going to 710WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube and subscribe. And tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Have a successful week.
710WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.